from KQED.
It's looking rather unlikely there will be a House vote on immigration reform before the year runs out. Many Republicans are reluctant to create a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. But there's pressure from within the GOP to act, and act now. California's own Jeff Denham reached across the aisle this week to co-sponsor Democratic legislation, the first Republican to do so. Could Republicans from this state change the game in Washington? Today we bring you two reports about two California congressmen from two very different districts tackling immigration reform in two very different ways. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca takes us first to Denham's district in Stanislaus County.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Plus one, 5 pumpkins.
It's been a busy week at Ron Macedo's pumpkin patch near Turlock. He grows some 50 varieties of pumpkins and gourds and says harvesting them by hand is labor-intensive. He always used to have farm workers coming by to ask for work.
Well, that just never seemed to happen anymore. You know, I'll have to go and ask around and try to look and try to find somebody somewhere.
And those fears of a labor shortage are why farmers have been backing not only a guest worker program, but a way to legalize undocumented workers already here. Macedo's standing in front of a corn maze guarded by a big, scary Frankenstein with a sign that says, "Enter at your own risk." And that, he says, is exactly the kind of guts it took for Congressman Denham to back the Democratic bill, bucking his party leadership.
Fellow congressmen, they should take note of California's number one ag state by far, and the district he represents, I mean, he gets it. He understands it.
Growers like Macedo helped elect Denham, a fellow farmer. He won by just 5 percentage points against a Latino Democrat in a district that's pretty evenly split between D's and R's. But Denham's immigration stand may boost his appeal among Latinos, who make up 40% of his district.
He definitely is looking at the Latino vote and how that is impacted by immigration reform, if it passes or doesn't pass.
Sergio Lara is with Mi Familia Vota, a nonpartisan Latino voter registration group.
Hi, Manuel. My name is Luis. Hi. Estoy con Mi Familia Vota.
At the group's Modesto office, eager young bilingual volunteers whip out their cell phones to invite community members to meet Denham and celebrate the news at an event this weekend.
We're going to have a conference with Jeff Denham to give him a big thank you for jumping on board.
For months, the group has rallied at Denham's office and delivered hundreds of cards from businesses and voters. In fact, a recent poll showed 72% of voters in Denham's district support immigration reform with a path to citizenship, including 68% of Republicans. But Denham says this is not about votes.
I've been very clear. This is a personal issue to me. Elections will be what they are come election time. My job is to be a leader, and I'm going to be a leader on this issue.
The next challenge for Denham, to get other California Republicans to sign on with him. He's had one colleague step up so far, David Valadeo, another San Joaquin Valley farmer turned congressman. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Modesto.
And I'm Jill Replogle in San Diego. Southern California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa is rumored to be cooking up his own immigration reform proposal. Details are still scarce, but the plan would reportedly include a 6-year period of temporary relief from deportation for people in the country illegally. During that time, immigrants would be expected to find a legal way to stay here or leave. He told Politico it's, quote, halfway between full amnesty and simply rejecting people. ISA's district stretches from UC San Diego in La Jolla to southern Orange County and includes some of the most expensive beachfront real estate in Southern California. The district leans heavily Republican. ISA won the 2012 election with a 15-point lead. Patricia Newman is a Mexican-American and a staunch conservative. She manages her husband's medical practice in Vista, ISA's hometown. Her office decor includes a stylized portrait of Ronald Reagan. Newman is suspicious that ISA's immigration proposal will be too soft on people who came to the country illegally.
This whole subject to me is about the rule of law.
She thinks the Republican Party is compromising its ideals.
I think they're just considering all these things just so they can get new votes.
But Republicans like ISA are facing pressure from business and faith leaders to take some action on immigration reform. The Vista Chamber of Commerce recently joined state and national business groups in endorsing a pathway to citizenship for undocumented residents. They also want a temporary worker program for high and low-skilled workers and strong border security. Brett Schanzenbach is CEO of the Vista Chamber. He says immigration reform would help the economy and keep the U.S. competitive.
But we also have businesses that have had tangible difficulties bringing talent in from outside the country when they needed people.
Political scientists warn the Republican Party risks becoming irrelevant if it can't appeal to the country's growing Latino population. ICE's district is about one quarter Latino. Tom Wong is a political science professor at UC San Diego. Wong says ICE's reported plan could help propel a discussion on immigration reform among the Republican caucus.
And ICE finds himself in a position where he not only is concerned with his own electoral survival, but with eyes towards higher office, he also has to be concerned with the Republican brand as a whole and how that's perceived nationally.
Congressman Issa didn't respond to numerous requests for an interview. Immigrant rights advocates are rallying today at Issa's Vista office to urge him to support a path to citizenship. They'll be met by a rally of Tea Party groups who want Issa to drop any such plans. For the California Report, I'm Jill Replogle.